The Church of San Miguel and the Necropolis. Hello again. Each of the three churches had a specific function. The Cathedral of Santa Maria was the church of the clergy. The Church of San Pera was the parish church for the townspeople. And the Church of San Miguel was a funeral chapel where people were buried and prayers said for the dead. It was built in the 6th century, during the episcopal period, and is the building that has come down to us with the fewest changes. Can you see the low wall around it? That is what remains of a passageway that surrounded the whole building, used to bury the dead. There are also burial sites all over the patio where you're standing now, which was the necropolis, the cemetery in other words. Some of the tombs found during excavations are indicated. The rectangular ones correspond to the episcopal period, while those with a more oval shape, resembling that of a person, are not so old. They correspond to the Carolingian period, between the 9th and 10th centuries. This patio was used as a cemetery right up to the early 20th century. In order not to have to constantly walk over the cemetery, there were, during the time of the bishopric of Egara, covered passageways connecting the three churches. Go behind the church and I'll speak briefly about the chevets, all right? Are you there now? Here you can see the chevets of the three churches. Each one has a different shape despite the fact that they were all built during the episcopal period. You'll remember that the apse of the Church of Santa Maria is quadrangular on the outside, while on the inside it is semicircular. The apse of the Church of San Miguel, in front of you, is heptagonal with seven sides on the exterior and is semicircular inside, while that of the Church of San Pera, on the right, has three lobes on the outside and is semicircular inside. We know that all three chevets are from the same period, because you can see that they're all built using the same architectural system, with small blocks of masonry, or ashlar, perfectly positioned in horizontal lines. You should listen to the next track inside the Church of San Miguel, so please go in. You will be impressed, I can tell you.